You can experience Jesus, and when you do, you experience real life.
Previously on Experiencing Real Life.
So that's the whole number system of the Romans, right? So add this up. Everybody, I want you guys to add this up with me. Here we go. 500, a D, right? 100, a C, a 50, plus a 10, plus a 5, plus a 1. What does that number equal? It equals 666, 666.
Welcome to Experiencing Real Life with founder and senior pastor of Open Door Church, Troy Brewer. Open Door Church is a non-denominational international ministry located at 301 South Dobson Street in Burleson, Texas, in the southern part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex. You can find us on the web at opendoorexperience.com. And now, here's Pastor Troy.
All right. Hello, everybody. Blessings and peace on you in the mighty name of Jesus. Pastor Troy Brewer here. Welcome to Experiencing Real Life. And today I'm not going to be teaching from the pulpit, but I'm going to be talking to you from backstage behind the pulpit here at Open Door Church. I'm in the studios today in big time Burleson, Texas with my very good friend, Adriel Izaguirre. What's up, my friend?
What's going on, Troy?
I'm doing good. I'm getting ready, man, to do this cool podcast with you, man.
Am I allowed to do that with
you? Yeah, man. No, it's legal, man, especially now that you work for me. Guys, listen, for everybody that's listening all over the world, like, hey, man, where's all the cool teaching? Well, what's real is we're going to talk about the power of worship today because he is our worship pastor. And also, you guys need to know that this, you can get all of this in its entirety by going to troybrewer.com, and you can get this podcast and a whole bunch of other really cool podcasts with friends from all over the world. And for one thing, it's going to be so funny. We're actually going to, the elders of the church are going to anoint you with oil on Wednesday night. Man. And we're going to start calling you Pastor Adriel.
That is something I've never thought was going to happen. But man, God, God does crazy things, man. That guy.
You know what, man? I call him Jehovah Sneaky, right? So there's Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Sid Canoe, and then, of course, there's Jehovah Sneaky, where he doesn't tell you because you're like, no, I'd never sign up for that, man.
Could you believe that we would be talking about this 20 years ago when we first met?
No, so let's see here. I got to tell that story. No, I have to tell that story. I have a lot of friends that listen to this radio program every day, and I have a lot of haters, but I have a lot of people, and you're going to find out, man, the stack of hate mail I get every week is so much fun. I mean, we have a lot of fun with my hate mail. But anyway, there's a lot of people that really do love this ministry, and they love all the stuff that we do, and they're going to love this story. So my version of the story.
All right, here you go.
Okay. My version of the story is that this was, how many years ago was it? Do you know
this
how many?
This was 20 years ago. I was, way more. I was...
How?
13 years old.
How old are you now, man?
I'm not going to say that right
say
now.
It, man.
I'm
not gonna say that. You're right. Not a girl. Say it, man. You're as old as Jesus, right? You're 33,
yeah,
right?
I'm 32.
Oh, okay. Well, so 32. You're not quite as old as Jesus. So,
not as cool as Jesus.
Man, my socks are older than you. By the way, check out these socks, man. Look at those socks. Man, that's what socks are supposed to look like. That's right. We're on Facebook Live in here right now, and all these people. Hey guys, look, this is what I'm talking about. Hey, listen. Now, I wish that all my friends that are on the radio watching right now. If you don't know what I look like, I'm like 6'7". I'm blonde headed and blue eyed. I'm very muscular. And man, when I show my legs, these giant calves, man, they're crazy. They're crazy, right?
Come on, man.
You can actually. People are really disappointed when they see me on Sundays for the first time. They're like, dude, you look like Danny DeVito. You lied on the radio. Well, you know, you do what you can, the best you can with what you got to work with. So anyway, 20 years ago, the Lord told me, I got a prophetic word from a guy by the name of Howard Richardson in Dallas, this crazy prophetic dude. And he's like, Brother Troy, my big fat brother back here at the back of the room. I'm like, yes, sir. He's like, do you know anybody on the border? Because God's going to send you down on the border. And he said, I saw you doing a work on both sides of the border, and I saw you going in the trash dumps, and I saw God doing a great deliverance through your ministry in the trash dumps. And I went, oh, cool. And he's like, do you know anybody down there? And I said, nope. And he's like, well, God said it. And I went, okay. So the next day, this is before internet, okay? This is before I even had a computer, okay? I like, okay, I got to find. So I literally go to the public library, right? I go to the public library, and I said, how do I find a Yellow Pages for the border? And so she pulls up on a computer, you know, so like, and it takes like 30 minutes, you know, it was old school. Right? And pulls it up and she's like, well, here's the Yellow Pages for Brownsville, Texas. And she printed it out for me. And I said, she printed out all the churches. I said, will you please print out all the churches? So she gave me like, you know, five sheets of paper and had all these phone numbers on. So I went home and I started looking at all these names. Of course, they're all in Spanish, you know. They're all in Spanish. And I'm like looking through here, you know, and I'm looking at that one. And then I see one that says Misión Divina. And I was like, you know, we called our church at the time, you know, of course, we were Open Door Church, but we used to have a logo that said the mission that makes a difference. So I call this number and your dad answered the phone. He's like, bueno. And I'm like, hey, dude.
Wait, can you do that again?
Bueno. So I'm like, hey, man, I'm Troy Brewer, and I pastor a church in big time Joshua, Texas at the time. I'm like, Joshua, and I don't know, man. I got a big food ministry. If I brought some food down there, could we give it out? Okay. I'm like, okay. Well, do you guys ever go across the border? Every day. I'm like, you guys ever go into the trash dump? Every day. I'm like, if I brought down, say, 10,000 pounds worth of food, could we give it away in the trash dump? He said, yes. And then he says this, do you preach? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, come down tomorrow and you can preach. And I said, okay, dude, I'll see you tomorrow night. And I hung up the phone. And I didn't know you jokers from Adam. Yeah. And I drove down there. And then I got to tell a story of what happened at the very first church service. Man. I'm going to tell all this stuff.
Yeah, do it, man. That's,
well, listen,
that's a good
one. We only have about 30 seconds before the first break, but I want to just encourage everybody that's listening to say that our God is a miraculous God of miraculous kinds of relationships. And whenever God gets ready to rise up a mighty army, there's a sound, right? There's a sound. And then the first thing that happens is the sinews, right? So what that means is the points of connection is the first things that happen. Before there's lungs, before there's a heart, before there's muscles, before there's an army, there's Holy Ghost connections. Well, my friends, this is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life, and I'll be right back with you in 31 seconds.
You've been listening to Pastor Troy from Open Door Church. Pastor Troy would like to personally invite you out to visit him at Open Door Church in Burleson, Texas. You can also watch our services live at opendoorexperience.com. Now, let's get back to Pastor Troy as he continues to preach the Word of God.
All right, Troy Brewer back here in the studios with my very good friend, Pastor Adriel is in the house here with us, a brand new worship pastor, and we're telling the story of how I got hooked up with Misión Divina Church in Brownsville, Texas. And this was 20-some-odd years ago, so he's like, yeah, man, why don't you just come preach tomorrow? And I went, okay, dude, I'll see you tomorrow night. So I told my wife, dude, I'm going down the border. It's going to be great. So spent a long time loading up my truck. We had that old flatbed truck. Yeah. Do you remember that real old truck?
I remember, man.
And it used to always break down, you know. It always broke down. And I drove all the way down there. It took me 10 hours to get there, and I finally get there and go strolling in and meet your dad and meet the church. And the church was like a real little church in a really bad part of town.
In a real bad neighborhood.
I mean, it was like bad. It was like, there was like, you know.
It was literally bar, furniture place, bar. Church, bar.
That's right. That's exactly how it was. Right. And then later on, those witches built place across the street. And your dad went over there. Oh my gosh, your dad's a nut. And there's like car places and things like that. So I go up there, and honestly, man, there was bullet holes in the front of y'all's church where people had driven by there, and they were like shooting up the place, and they were kind of doing all that kind of stuff. And so I go in there, and I'm like, Pastor Gene? He goes, yeah, man, are you Troy? He goes, praise God, bro. And he, you know, hugged me, you know, praise God, bro. I'd never met him before, you know. And I'm like, he's like, so you got that? Oh, wow, he saw the food. He goes, okay, man. He goes, we'll take all that into Mexico tomorrow. And I said, yeah, man, let's do that. And he said, but so you're going to preach here tonight? And I said, yeah. And he goes, well, I need to tell you something. And I'm like, well, tell me, what is it? And your dad tells me, he said, okay. He goes, I'm ex-Mexican mafia guy. He goes, all my deacons are ex-mafia guys, and we've been, man, there's been a big revival. You know, your dad, there's always a big revival going on, right? There's been like a big revival, and they're getting saved. And he's told me, he said that the cartel had come in the church day and told him, if you save one more guy that works for us, we're going to come here and we're going to kill you.
That's right.
They told your dad that. Yeah. So he told me, he goes, well, I told him, I got to do what God told me to do. So he said, if somebody comes in and shoots you tonight, it's not anything personal. And I was like, what? I just sat there looking at him. And, you know, he wasn't laughing. He goes, look, man, they might come in tonight and shoot you or whatever. He goes, they said that they're coming back. I don't know. But they said they're coming back. Yeah. He goes, do you still want to preach? And I went, yeah, I want to preach. Yeah, I'll preach, you know. So I get up there, man, and I'm preaching, and this is a true story. And you were there that night. You know, you were a little boy, and you were there. Of course, you know, your brother Isaac, who's been in and out of prison all these years. We're so, I know he's out right now. I know he's watching on Facebook Live right now. We're so proud of him. Anyway, man, he was there. He was there, man, I was up there preaching, and I was up there, and I could look, and back behind where everybody was stationed, back there behind in the room, you know, there was a door. All of a sudden, I could see these guys fighting.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what is that? And, dude, they came in there that night.
Yeah.
They came in there, and your deacons, they literally got in a fist fight and knocked your head deacon's teeth right out. Do you remember that?
The deacons threw one of those guys out because they wanted to go in there and start a ruckus.
That's right.
And the guy just took a swing at one of the deacons and broke his tooth.
Man, he looked like a Jack Chicklet. Do you remember? It was a big tooth. The brother had a big tooth. Man. And then, man, then they all just went fist city and they ran him out, man, rebuked the devil. You devil from hell, I rebuke you. I was like, I'm home. This is my kind of church right here, man. Yeah. This is where I need to be. This is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then the next day, man, we went over into Matamoros. We crossed the river. Your dad used to call it Operation Ant. That's what it is that he used to call it. Because you couldn't take it all across the border because the Federales would steal everything.
That's right.
So we'd have to smuggle everything across there. And we'd take like 20 vehicles and just take a little bit at a time and just keep going back across the bridge over and over and over. We actually have a really good relationship with the Mexican government. Now, they actually give us armed guards.
Yeah, now every time you go, you have escorts and things like that. It's awesome.
It's like I'm the Pope or something. I'm like running around in the Pope mobile. It's a bulletproof glass. It's one of my favorite things to do is ride around in a vehicle that has bulletproof glass in it. It's so much fun, man. It's great. Right. But back in those days, the Mexican government was the problem, and they would steal from you. Oh my gosh, man, they stole from us so many times, man. One time, and man, your dad gets so mad. Your dad tells him, I'm a man of God, and this is a man of God, and if you're stealing from me, you're stealing from the Lord, and God's gonna hold you responsible. And they start putting stuff back.
Dad's favorite catchphrase. Listen, devil.
Yeah, he's like, right, your dad said, you better listen, devil. Oh my gosh. Well, man, we did that. We did that for, well, we're still doing it.
Yeah.
We're still doing it.
20-some years later. And
there's no telling how many times, more than 200 times I went with you guys over into Mexico. And we have fed people. We have clothed people. We have literally redeemed people, literally bought people, literally bought human beings. And been able to pay off people's debts so that they don't have to live in the trash dump anymore.
That's right.
Yeah, and now you're up here, which is crazy.
It is, man.
It's
I can't believe it.
Well, I only have about 30 seconds left until the next break. And whenever we come back, Adriel, let's talk about, because you're actually coming here to lead worship. And let's talk about worship. Let's talk about what worship can be. Let's talk about what worship should be. Let's talk about what happens during worship. Run on. Let's talk about all that. My friends, my name is Troy Brewer, and you're listening to Experiencing Real Life. And I'm in here with Pastor Adriel Izaguirre. And my friends, I'm so glad that you're tuned in today. Now, this next segment is going to be a 12-minute segment, and we're going to talk about how God Almighty moves through the power of worship. I'll be right back with you in 30 seconds.
Hello, my friends. It means so much that you're listening to me today. Hi, this is Troy Brewer, and I'd like to invite you to troybrewer.tv. It's your backstage pass into all things Troy Brewer, including all of my conferences, my teaching series, my School of Prophecy, my School of Ministry, and exclusive content with special guests. Join me at troybrewer.tv.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Pastor Troy Brewer here, and I bless you in the name of Jesus. Guys, don't forget to plug in to troybrewer.com, or you can also always plug in to Open Door Church through opendoorexperience.com. I'm backstage today with my good friend, Pastor Adriel Izaguirre, the brand new worship pastor here at Open Door Church. Hey. Hey, man, you know what? You've been involved in ministry your whole life. I mean, obviously, your whole life. What do you think? What's different about our church? What do you like about our church?
The one thing that always, every time I would step foot in this place is
Troy's
just,
preaching. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I mean, apart from that, everybody knows that. But just the way people are so hungry to be able to worship.
Yeah, right.
Just as every time we say, lift up your hands, I can see the whole multitude lift up their hands. And they're just craving. They're craving it. And that is insanely rare, but it's awesome.
It is awesome. Now, everybody here, I've always said our church is like a 747. It wants to fly.
Yeah.
You know, if you give it full throttle, it's going to get up there. That's what it's going to do. You know, we want to be a supernatural church. And how can you be a supernatural church? And when they, and people are like, what do you mean by that? I mean, I'm talking about I refuse to be a powerless man of God. We don't have to be a powerless church.
Yep.
We have the power of the Holy Spirit. The same exact resurrection power that resurrected Jesus from the dead is alive within us right now. And that means that nothing's impossible. So for you, man, you know, you were actually at our staff meeting this morning, which, by the way, that was your first staff meeting, wasn't it?
It was.
We had some cool staff meetings, don't we?
It was, man.
Well, whenever we... This morning, whenever I was talking to you, you were saying that God has literally changed your life through worship, that you've had encounters with God through worship that you couldn't have just through a regular church experience. So tell us about that.
Well, I was telling the staff this morning that I've been in music about 15 years. I've been traveling all over, but there came a point in my life where my worship became not just something I did, but my lifestyle. And it changed completely, but it came through turmoil and it came through a process. And I don't know if you're watching and if you're going through something, but I invite you just to let go of that, whatever issue you're going through. If you're listening right now through this podcast, let go. And I invite you just completely, truly worship and forget what's going around you. I'm going to tell you real quick, my testimony. And prior to all this, I used to be married and we lost 3 kids and it just broke me spiritually. And also, I had a big issue, and I went through a horrible divorce, and I felt like I was alone at that moment. I felt people were abandoning me, and it was so hard for me. It was so hard. I felt so alone. And in that moment, I was still a worship leader at my church, and one day I just showed up. I started praying. When I started singing, my singing was completely different because it was not. It was not to anybody. It was not to...
Come on.
I wasn't trying to sound pretty. I wasn't trying to be... I didn't care about being in tune. I just remember... I still remember the song, and it was... How great thou art. I was just singing in Spanish as Cuán grande es él. And I was like, God, throughout all this, you're so great to me. I'm still alive. I'm still kicking. I'm still standing. The devil tried to push me. The devil tried to break me, but I'm still here. And when all that happened... When all that happened, my worship just went to another level, and I felt like this is the moment that God was preparing me for. Man, and that's what, sometimes if you're going through that process, the process is what's necessary to get to that next level. It is so important sometimes. So I just want to encourage you guys to keep on going, keep on praising, and keep on loving Jesus more than anything. So.
Okay, so what happens is, you know, everybody says that you can't take anything with you to heaven. That's not true. You can take worship with you. That's because right. You can actually bring heaven to earth right now through the power of worship. Worship is the one thing that we have right now that we're going to have with us in heaven. Amen? Worship. One of the things that I tell everybody, there's you can actually go here a little, there a little, line up online from precept to precept. You can go from deep to deep to deep to deep to deep. Through the power of worship and through the power of prayer and through the power of seeking God, where you move from outer court to inner court to that most holy place, right? And dude, you got to press in.
Yep.
And you got to be very, very, very intentional. And if you don't live a lifestyle of worship, then you're fighting battles during praise and worship that you don't need to be fighting.
That's right.
So you have to learn how to live a lifestyle of worship. So I tell people, you know, there comes a time where you first start singing songs, you know, about God, which is awesome. And then you start singing songs to God. Then you start singing songs with God.
Yeah.
Amen? Amen. You know, man, where it's just, man, it's you and the Spirit of God, and you're just up there, and you're getting after it, and it's just absolutely incredible.
Right. And the key word you said right now is lifestyle. It has to be a lifestyle.
That's right.
It's not just I'm singing these words. They're nice words. It's a nice rhythm. No. It's totally different from the secular world. It's a lifestyle. Even a simple phrase like, how great thou art. Man,
yes.
God.
Yeah.
Just like that.
That's right.
It's a lifestyle, so.
No, I tell all of my employees, and since you're an employee here, I'll tell you this. If I ever catch you doing a job, I'll fire you. But how can I fire you if you're not doing a job, if you're just living a life, if this is the life that you're living, right on? Oh, no, man, I love this. It's an incredible life.
I want to say this scripture, and I've been saying it for the past 2 days, and it's something that just touched me, and maybe it might touch somebody listening right now, but it says in the book of John, chapter 15, verse 16, it says, you did not choose me, but I chose you.
Yes.
And appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. But this is what gets me. Fruit that will last a lifetime. You're not just going to go and do something crazy. You didn't choose God. Don't think it's like, oh, I'm doing this because of me. I know I'm not here because of me.
That's right.
I'm here because God chose me. And another word that always gets my attention is he anointed me.
Yes.
In Spanish, we I like to say that it's a muchos son llamados pero pocos escogidos. A lot of us are. I don't know how to say it in English, but it's a.
Well, in English, it's the pigs are loose in the kitchen. No, I'm sorry. That was the wrong translation.
It's muchos son llamados pero pocos escogidos. All of us are called, but few of us are
chosen.
Few of us are chosen.
Yeah, right on, man.
And the chosen ones are.
Come on.
Oh man, I'm not gonna start preaching here, Troy.
Preach it, man.
No, man.
Come on, Pastor Adrian.
When you're called to do something crazy, don't let it hold you back. For years, I was held back by thinking I can't do it, and it was the wrong thing to think. And just to know that God chose me for such a time as this, and that not only that He chose me, but that He anointed me to do this, it's just so crazy. And the privilege and the honor that God has put upon me and. Just to be here at Open Door Church, and it's just insane.
Well, Pastor Adriel, thank you so much, man. Thank you for walking that walk. Thank you for living that life. I mean, I see Jesus in you. And dude, I remember, you guys were musically successful. You guys traveled all over the world. What was the name of y'all's band?
Código, man. And big shout out to everybody right now listening back home. And
Por qué será? You don't think I know those songs, man? I remember, man, I went and saw you in Mexico.
Oh my
gosh, dude. I remember, man, the band was out there playing, and it was the greatest thing I ever saw in my life. You came screaming, man. You came running out on the stage, out of the fog, and you came out on your knees, and you slid across your knees, and you jumped up and started singing. I was like, what? Oh, man, it was so great. It was so good. And then you guys, and of course, you guys were a Jesus freak band. I mean, you guys are madly in love with the Lord, and you guys were taking that all over the world. Y'all played, like, in Miami.
We've been in Miami, South America, all over the U.S., all over Mexico, and we even got a Grammy nomination.
Is that correct? You guys got a Grammy. And so you would think, hey, man, if you could find, but none of that really compares to just you worshiping Jesus.
None of it compares.
And so, hey, listen, I want to all you guys that wish that you were a rock star, just worship Jesus and you'll have something better than any rock star. And listen, I'm a musician. We know what it is that we're talking about. Man, if you can find a place in worship, and listen, you are before an audience of one.
That's right.
And just listen, whenever you're up there leading, you know, you're giving everything that you have to King Jesus, and I love that about you. So I just want to say, man, welcome. I want to say welcome to the tribe, dude. I'm glad that you're here, and I bless you and call you blessed in Jesus' name, man. I'm really looking forward to this. And by the way, your beautiful wife is here. You guys have made the jump. You guys have made the jump.
A huge jump.
Oh,
and
gosh.
But I love her so much. And again, I can't say this enough. I love Open Door so much just for embracing us, the way you guys embraced us and the way you have embraced for my entire life. You know, I've called you right now. Earlier, I called you my second dad because that's what you are. Over 20 years, man, and it's not. And all of you guys, whoever's watching and whoever's hearing, man. And if you haven't visited Open Door, I invite you to just get over here and experience it with us.
Thank you so much. You know what? Now, I want you to listen to this, Pastor Adriel. Here it comes. Oh, there it is. There it is. Boom. All right. That means that's all the time we have, man. We just have two minutes left here, and I got just enough time to tell everybody here that you guys have been listening to our brand new worship pastor here at Open Door Church, Pastor Adriel Izaguirre. And if you'd like to contact him, you can go to opendoorexperience.com, and I'm sure that we've set you up with a brand new email. And if we haven't, there's this person right here that's doing Facebook Live can actually help you with that. And I want to say that at the time that you're listening to this, we're actually doing a Facebook Live. And if you haven't plugged in to my Facebook, it's PS Troy Brewer. And look me up on Facebook. Yeah, look me up. It's PS Troy Brewer. And PS doesn't mean postscript. It actually means Pastor Troy Brewer. And while you're on the www.worldwidewasteoftime, man, look me up at troybrewer.com. Look me up at troybrewer.com and sign up for my free, it's absolutely free, daily transformation. And it's a prophetic word of the day. It's a scripture it's a scripture for the day. My elders and I, we all got together. We worked really hard on it. And it's a great big blessing. And it's absolutely free. And you can find that at troybrewer.com. Now, since I only have 1 minute left, let me tell everybody this. You guys know that my heart and my passion, besides building churches and besides leading a kingdom culture, is to save girls out of the terrors of sexual trafficking all over the world. And over the past 17 months, my friends, we have been able to save 174 girls. And yesterday, I sent off a check to save two more girls. And this is in the nation of Belize, our first two girls from the country of Belize. And so, guys, that's going to make 176 girls who were in slavery. Now, guys, they have been saved in every way that a girl can be saved. Listen, would you consider standing with me? If you're like, oh my gosh, I need to be a part of that kind of ministry. Yes, you do. Plug in and partner with me. Simply go to troybrewer.com. And you'll find out all kinds of information there, including answerinternational.org. Go to answerinternational.org. If you'd rather call me, you can call area code 817-295-7671. I call you blessed in Jesus' name. Bye-bye.
Hello, my friends. This is Pastor Troy Brewer. And you know, at the beginning of this year, I always fast 10 days and cry out to the Lord. And one of the prophetic phrases that God gave me this year was expand your footprint. So I began to pray for that. And then on my ranch out in Glen Rose, Texas, I actually found a massive dinosaur track on the day that I started praying for that. And then it wasn't very long after that that a great big door was opened up for us at the Nakona Boot Factory in Nakona, Texas. Hello, everybody. I'd like to invite you and yours to come out and join us for a special conference day on a Saturday. It's free of charge, and it happens at 12 o'clock, high noon, on the 22nd of July. We're calling this the Open Door Experience, and it's a Saturday at 12 o'clock, high noon, on July the 22nd at the Old Nakona Boot Factory in Nakona, Texas. For more information, you can call 817-295-7671, or as always, you can go to opendoorexperience.com.